Well, you join us from a lovely bright location today, not the usual dark basement cave that is the RTE studios in Donnybrook. Today we are in sunny Birr in County Offaly, broadcasting to you from a light-filled room looking out into the courtyard of Birr Castle Gardens. The castle is owned by Lord Ross and his family, and it's famous for its great telescope, or Leviathan, completed in 1845, which was actually the world's largest telescope up until 1917. It's on view to the public just a short distance from where we are right now. We're delighted to be here today for the opening, or should I say reopening, of Birr Castle's new Science Centre, Treehouse and Adventure Centre. The official launch took place just before we came on air. Lord Ross himself kicked off proceedings, and our reporter, Katrina McFadden, was there for Mooney Goes Wild.
It is a real pleasure for us to be now presiding in a way over the new incarnation, as I see it, of Ireland's historic science centre. We don't think that this great project really needs to be seen only as a great new tourist attraction for Birr. We see it as essentially an educational facility to re-educate ourselves, to broaden our education and find out more than we may yet have been able to take in about the scientific heritage of not only Birr, but Ireland as a whole, and how much our people, the people of Ireland, men and women, have contributed to the development of science and technology. It's in this connection, and inspired in a way by this, that I have the greatest pleasure in welcoming Leo Enright to perform the honours to us today. Leo Enright, Ireland's great ambassador for science.
Lord Ross, a cordiate, ahas more an bhean seo an iú than ó cáid tochtach seo. Lord Ross, Lady Ross, friends, it's always an enormous pleasure to be at Birr. I've been coming here for more than 40 years. I first came with an old friend and dear departed friend, Patrick Moore, who was a great friend of this observatory. This is not a museum, Acordia. Birr is a vibrant place of science. It is a science centre which, in addition to the work that is going to happen here over the coming decades, will also give people an opportunity to understand the extraordinary place that Ireland has in the history of astronomy. When we think back to the other difficult times that we had, and in particular I think of the famine, but there have been other bad times as well, think also that at that very same time, Ireland, this town, was mission control. It was the Houston of its day for humanity's exploration of the cosmos. The Parsons family were enlightened landlords. They were people that we as Irish people should be proud of as Irish people. And they contributed at a difficult time through engineering and through science, making for opportunities for local workers who became heavily involved. It was their innovation, their hard work, working with the Earl, that created the great telescope. And I tell that story for a very particular reason. Eamon de Valera explained it very well when he was discussing the foundation of the Dublin Institute for Advanced Studies in 1942 in the Shannon. He stood up in Shannon there and he said, people will wonder why we are doing this, setting up an Institute for Advanced Studies in the middle of a world war. Europe is burning. Why are we doing this? And my answer, said de Valera, is that somebody must think of the future. Investment in science and technology is essential. And there's only one thing more important than investing in science and technology, and that is lighting a spark with our children. The revamping of these galleries and the reinvention almost of Birr Castle, Lady Alicia has been very heavily involved, and I know that when she does this, she thinks of her own children. Light a spark in them when they're young. Get them thinking about the great things that they can do. And how do you do that? You do that by going to places like Birr and introducing them to great big ideas. And I commend Lord Ross and his wife and Lady Alicia for the efforts that they've made over the years. And I implore you to tell your children to come here and tell them to absorb this hunger for knowledge, because that is what's going to make this country a great place for future generations. Garamila Michael.
Alicia Clements, Leo Enright just referred to you there in his speech. You're the daughter of Lord Ross, and this, I believe, the Science Centre is your baby, is your brainchild.
It is my brainchild. I was very lucky. I was brought up at Birr. I was encouraged all the way through my childhood to go to exhibitions and science museums around the world, and always encouraged to pick things up and figure out how they worked. And when I came back to Ireland in the 80s, I realised there wasn't anywhere enthusing the next generation of young to question and to pick things up and figure out how they worked. We have a story here at Birr where 150 years ago there was this atmosphere and era of invention and encouraging children. And I want to do that again. So we did the Science Centre here 10 years ago, but it was very much focused on the achievements, not on the people, not on what made them question the latest bands of scientific achievements at the time. So this time we focus much more on the people. So there are the did you know facts all the way around. Hopefully a child will come round now and learn just even one fact, I'll be happy.